petty ways have you gotten back at an ex? It's 99.7 DJX. This woman on TikTok, I mean, went on a tear and basically did 30 different things every single day during a month to get back at an ex.
On day 10, I mailed him an official letter notifying him that he is being investigated for drug smuggling.
Oh, it's diabolical.
I mean, it goes... It gets his family involved. It gets his work involved. It gets... I mean, she goes hard. Kim texted in. He said he, quote, needed space, so I mailed him a friend photo of the two of us, but I photoshopped myself out. It was just him standing alone in the Grand Canyon. I called it symbolic. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. That was okay. Not bad.
Kyle, she loved borrowing my hoodies. So after we broke up, I Venmo requested her $12 every Friday labeled hoodie rental fee for 6 months. She actually paid me twice, which somehow felt like winning in a weird way.
Abigail texted us and said, when I left my ex-husband's house, took all the spoons and the toilet paper at his mom's suggestion.
Oh, well.
All right, well, at least she got the blessing on that one.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Got another one. Jennifer, he was obsessed with fitness, so I signed him up for weekly email newsletters from three different juice cleanse companies.
Oh.
The subject lines were aggressive. Ready to detox your life? Yes, sir, you are. Wow.
I mean, look, we all can't necessarily achieve the level of pettiness that this lady did.
On day 11, I mailed him a letter from the Department of Public Health saying he is a person of contact for an antibiotic-resistant strain of super gonorrhea.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh!
She is absolutely insane.
Oh, that is... Oh, that's unhinged.
Samantha texted in and said, he ghosted me, so I listed his number on free firewood post. Does not own firewood, does not own land. He does, however, have to constantly reply to people wanting firewood.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, that can be annoying. Yeah, annoying. These are like the little petty ways you've gotten back at an ex.
Yeah, Lance said she broke up with me for a barista, so I left a Google review for the coffee shop he worked at. And she loved that, just said terrible decision-making skills. A few people actually marked it helpful, LOL.
Okay, all right. Amy said, I was in my petty era when he cheated on me with a girl who loved astrology, so I mailed him a laminated birth chart with a sticky note that said, it's not me, it's Mercury in retrograde.
Okay, all right. Cute.
Yes, all right.
Cute. Oh, Tim, she dumped me right before a planned trip to Nashville. Aww. I went anyway, posted a photo at every tourist stop with captions like, wish you were here. Actually, no. Petty tourism is still tourism.
All right. All right, there you go. So again, don't know if you can achieve the level of petty that this lady did, but
I wouldn't call it an achievement. Let's not call it an achievement. That makes it seem like something to attain. No,
like
on day 12, I mailed a missed appointment postcard from a fake erectile dysfunction clinic to his job.
Oh, this woman was. Relentless.
She went in. So yeah.
Relentless. And it doesn't sound like his transgressions were that severe.
Anyways, thank you for the stories. It's fun to cleanse yourself publicly sometimes on 99.7 DJX.